Thank you.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey, Sammy.
So we've been talking about how Leo is measuring raw device performance.
Okay.
And he's been using the atomic write interface to measure raw device performance. Does that sound correct to you?
It's atomic write and atomic write is equivalent. So yeah, sure, we can do that, but it's not 100% accurate. But for this discussion, I think that's okay.
Well, I'm still having problems making Fire use that interface. So Ryan and I were talking about it, and perhaps if it's not even the best way to do it, why do it at all? He was arguing for just using synchronous writes with the direct IO flag, and use that as the measurement. Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least we'll get raw device performance data. Then you don't have to worry about that anymore, and you can move on to the next thing.
Yeah, and if you still have problems, just send an email to Santosh.
I check, and the problem that I'm having is a linking problem. It's looking for a library called libvsl, which it doesn't find.
Okay.
This is the latest version of
okay.
Fire.
Have you put the library in the library part? Does it actually have all of them in the library part?
I can find a library in my system.
You cannot find a library.
No. I know that there's a library that it's looking for because there's a config file that you have to run before you compile anything. And the config file has small codes to test the existence of all these libraries and dependencies. And when I look at the log, it fails. And the error says that it doesn't find that library.
Now, how is it that NVM can be compiled? And
I don't know.
Because it would use the libvsl as well, right?
Well, the other one uses something called the primitive library.
Hmm.
This one is using that, and it's also using VSL. I don't know what it needs, both.
Hmm.
But this one fails and the other one compiles.
Okay. Well, maybe we don't need to worry about this anymore if we use OverDirect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So let's just do
And... Sorry, remind me, why did we decide to do atomic writes?
Swami, that's how we did it last time. I have a script that I use to run the experiments with Fire. And I saw that we were using atomic writes. And that's why I'm using it again. We don't have to use it.
For some reason, it's not working now because you're not able to attach the libvsl thing.
Right. So for the Fire tool, when you run it, you have to give multiple flags to specify several parameters. One of which is IO engine equal to fusion atomic write sync.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that I don't want to do that. I want to remove that and let it use the regular engine, IO engine.
Okay.
So this
is a regular engine to find out what number you get.
Hmm.
Could you say that again?
This is a regular engine, then do a sync and O direct, and then see what performance we get. And if it's very different than what we are getting, then we'll revisit it. Otherwise, I think it should be okay.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is collect the numbers and send you both the numbers and the settings that I used to collect those numbers. And maybe you can tell me whether that makes sense or not.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So you're currently running the raw device performance with multiple threads, and then you also have one with where you change the number of pools, or is that already done?
No, the pool ones is already done.
It's already done.
It's just
and that was with YCSV, correct? Or
no, that was using the benchmark that comes with the library.
Oh yeah. That's right.
So we're doing this one because we want the performance of the basic operations,
mm-hmm.
but since we cannot do the same experiments that we did for the other one, we're adding to it the multiple thread dimension.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. For the raw device performance.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, sounds good.
Swami, is there any updates about the machine?
Yes, I have actually a really good news for you.
Okay.
So, what we actually got is there is actually a provision for you to log in remotely to certain machines that we allow public access or outside access to.
Okay.
So, they said that we can actually get you something so that we can, both you and I can run the same experiments on the same machine, either from Florida or from Fusion, or from SanDisk itself.
Okay.
So, hopefully by next week, I should be able to send you the login details and stuff, so you don't have to be a contact or anything. But still, there is a provision that we can give you access to it, outside access to it.
Great.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do I need to install any software or VPNs and things like that?
I'll find out. I don't know that. That was the first time I heard about it. I told them that I want two identical machines. And also they said that they are right now a little bit constrained on sending machines. So this is something that can actually work out nicely. So I'll find out the details and then update you of how this thing would work. But they said that they can give you access, remote access to a machine here.
That's even better.
That's even better, son.
We don't need to worry about getting the machine, installing it, finding
place,
exactly. Power,
yeah.
And all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that we can't do it, but it just eliminates a lot of our work.
Yeah, it will save time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And money on their part too.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, that's very good. So Swami, you're anticipating this will happen sometime next week?
Yes.
Okay, great. And so Leah, in the meanwhile, when you have a chance, could you go over the recording? Because I think there is more in there, more plots that we discussed at one of our recent meetings for the paper.
Okay.
The one that you talk about in your email, and this is, I guess Swami was not part of that email, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so it's just me and you communicating. So Swami, just to update you, Leo and I have been talking about how to make the evaluation section more comprehensive. And I believe you were also part of one of those meetings where we talked about a few different experiments that we could present. And I've asked Leo to review that recording and see what we can, what we are missing right now from our current evaluation section. He found one bit, right, which was, what was the thing that you said you needed to add, Leo? What experiment was that? There was one experiment that...
No, it's the one about what we're talking about right now.
Oh, that's the one?
Yeah, that's
okay.
The only one.
I think there are more.
I'll go over the recording and make sure that is the case.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, all right, sounds good. So from us, the update is that the evaluation section we still need time for pushing something that you guys can look at. And the other thing is that until we have new data with the new machines,
okay.
I don't think it makes too much sense for us to discuss the older data. I mean, I don't know if it does, unless we are going to be presenting both sets of data.
Well, I went over the comments that you have in the evaluation section.
Yeah.
And most of them are expanding on our analysis for the data.
For the previous data.
Right.
Hmm.
So, and since we plan to run the same experiments on the better machine, because we're expecting to see not only better performance, but not see any more the drop in performance, I don't think it makes sense to spend any time
analyzing the existing data. Okay, yeah, that sounds reasonable. So Swami, what do you want us to do with the evaluation? I think it might save your time and Nisha's if we waited until we have something more comprehensive with the new data?
So the new data, so only thing that was missing was the power data and...
also the the performance data,
yeah.
We had some behaviors that we couldn't explain with higher levels of parallelism, performance going down.
Oh, yep. I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah, I remember now.
So we might actually see different data with these new machines.
Possibly, yeah. So I think, so it might be worthwhile to wait.
Yeah.
In that case, let me hurry up and get you access as soon as possible so Leo is unblocked.
Sounds good.
That I can do. Okay, I'll do that actually. At my end, I finally did a pass over section 3. I committed the changes to Git.
Okay.
So I'll move to 4 and 5.
Okay.
And then try to take a pass, and then we can actually see what to next.
Oh, sounds good. So what I'll do then is I'll continue to work with Leo on the eval section, and maybe Nisha can do revisions as you wrap up your revisions on
sure.
the previous sections.
Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah, I'll ask Nisha to do it. Yeah, I'll work with Nisha on that.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and let's see that, and probably next week I'll talk to Nisha to see if we can actually start brainstorming about what role next after KV.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be more comfortable if we actually wrap up this paper and then move on to the next one. Because I'm afraid that if we get distracted, then this might fall by the wayside.
I agree with that. So let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. We're almost there. Okay, let's wrap it up. Yeah, hopefully let's try to do it in 2 weeks or at the max 3 weeks.
Yeah.
The end of November, would that be a reasonable goal to set?
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable goal. We have this done by end of November, and then we can start our brainstorming with the next project.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. And that's all I had at my end. Is there anything else that we should talk about?
Not that I can think of, Leo.
No.
All right.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So just to make Leo happy.
What's that?
So there was one complete submission at Eurosys. They rejected it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What?
So the reason being that they actually put in the author names and stuff.
What?
Eurosys is supposed to be double-blind, right?
Oh. Yeah.
So one of the authors actually forgot about it, and then they didn't read the instructions carefully.
Yeah. Wow.
So, a fully completed paper with all evaluation, everything in it.
Yeah.
They still rejected it, so...
Well, I don't understand. I don't understand what the program chairs are doing. I mean, if someone submits a paper which doesn't follow instructions, at least the program chairs can tell the authors that, hey, you know, you missed out on this detail which is really important, and provide an opportunity for the authors to listen.
Yeah, ideally, yes.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, this sort of a mistake might be like a really simple thing to fix. Or maybe not.
I agree with you, Raju. I feel that these guys are doing it for the first time.
Yeah.
And I think they're taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
It would be nice if we all were more forgiving to each other.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when if someone has spent time putting together a full paper, maybe spent like 6 months or a year of work, and then you suddenly, because of a silly mistake, you just get rejected. It's like a real downer. Well, anyway.
Just so you know, okay.
Yeah. So the reviewing has begun for you?
Yes.
It's probably a lot of work, right?
15 papers, it was not... Yeah, there were some 240 papers also submitted.
240? Wow. So you have a big program committee then?
they have a huge one.
Yeah.
There is a core and there's outer core or something like that, where core does a lot more than that.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Anyways, yeah, so we'll meet again on Tuesday next week. I'll try to do four and five.
Okay, sounds good.
And
so.
Then, yeah. And I'll give you access to the machines on, hopefully on Monday, if not on Tuesday, Leo.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, thank you, Swami.
Thanks, Arjun. Thanks, Leo. Bye.
Bye now.